Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition, a very special edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, everybody. ¿Cómo estás?
I think you're thinking Cinco de Mayo. Muy bien. Thanks for coming on the show, man, as always.
No problem. Anytime.
And, I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for, listening to this episode of Sports on the Legend. You know, we're going to talk about the Mets. Of course, we're also going to, we're going to, of course, talk about LeBron James and the upcoming draft. And of course, we're going to talk about the Money in the Bank and some other stuff. So, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show, especially listening to this show. It's a late night edition, early morning edition. But without further ado, let's talk about the Money in the Bank match. The match is up. So, man, I don't know about you, man, but it's like WWE has been in a twilight zone these past couple of months, man. The same matchups that we had at WrestleMania is basically the same things that are going on. Nothing's changed. Everybody has been in a state of limbo, like as if they were in an inception, It's nothing's changed, really. I mean, but with that said, I mean, it's been really stale. But, let's talk about this matchup right here. Daniel Bryan versus, they've been feuding ever since Moses parted the Red Sea. And for the most part, Daniel's been having the upper hand in the matches. But I think Big Cass is going to win this one because, Big Cass, even though he is, supposed to be the favorite because he's younger and he has that huge size advantage and height advantage over, the incomparable, future Hall of Famer Daniel Bryan, the underdog. But yeah, I'd definitely say Big Cass needs this victory to establish himself as, the next big thing or the big guy, like as if he's Ryback or something. So, I definitely think Big Cass is gonna win tonight. What about you?
I could see Big Cass winning. It could go either way. I could see Daniel winning. Then again, I could see Big Cass on this one. I guess I'm leaning more towards Big Cass.
Yeah, me too. I think it's kind of in a similar situation with Seth Rollins versus Elias. Seth Rollins, he's defending the Intercontinental title against Elias, who's been, he's been on a roll with his promos and, feuding with Seth Rollins. And, I think this is Elias's night as well, because, Seth Rollins has done all he could really with the Intercontinental title, I think Elias should get the title victory. I could definitely see Seth Rollins holding on to it just a little while longer, maybe until SummerSlam in a few months. But I think Elias will win. But I wouldn't be surprised if Seth Rollins found a way to retain it with a curb stomp. So
yeah, that's what I think will happen. I think Seth Rollins is going to retain the title. He's going to find a way.
Yeah, I, you know what? I think you're right, man. I think I might have to change my mind because I have the visual of the curb stomp in my head. I think I'm gonna play it safe, and I think I'm gonna change my mind on live radio or podcast, man. I'm gonna agree with you. Official Seth Rollins doing the curb stomp on him right now. So, yeah, I'm gonna pick Seth Rollins. I'm gonna call an audible and pick Seth Rollins to win.
Yeah, so. I think Elias will probably win at SummerSlam, maybe.
Yeah.
Or Survivor Series, who knows?
Yep. All right, how about this one? Sami Zayn versus Bobby Lashley. I'm thinking Bobby Lashley is gonna win this one. I mean, he got the power, the advantage. You know, he got the size advantage. You know, he's been bullied by Sami Zayn, a guy who's like, you know, like he like two or three times smaller than he is. But you know, Sami Zayn has been bullying him with horrible skits. You know, most involving Bobby Lashley's real life sisters, and of course, the infamous skit from a few weeks ago where Sami Zayn got three men to dress up in drag as Bobby Lashley's sisters, which was one of the most cringeworthy, you know, segments in WWE in recent years. Obviously, the worst one in recent in this year, hands down. And, I mean, WWE's have been putting some lackluster products lately, you know, storylines lately. So this is saying much. But I think Bobby Lashley's going to win this one.
I agree with you. I think Bobby Lashley's going to wipe the floor with Sami Zayn. You know, I think he's going to overpower him. So I like Bobby Lashley in this match, too.
And shout out to Sami Zayn for that Huluva kick on Bobby Lashley on SmackDown. And then he turned it into he swung like Tarzan at that competition when he baited Bobby Lashley to doing that competition, that military style competition on SmackDown.
That's hilarious.
That was funny. That was the only highlight of this whole feud for the past couple of months.
Yep.
But yeah, Bobby Lashley hand down will win it. He definitely needs to get himself built up because WWE's done a horrible job building him up, you know. And it looks like that dream match of Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar isn't going to happen anytime soon, if ever. You know, because Bobby Lashley's momentum has been killed, like, drastically.
Yeah, he needs tougher opponents.
He does. He needs a comparable opponent. Braun Strowman would be a perfect opponent for him, but you know they're both face, and they're you know turning Braun Strowman into Cena Part 3, Super Cena Part 3, you know, or Hulk Hogan Part 4 if you want to count him, you know, Hogan, Cena, Roman Reigns, which I'm going to talk about in a few seconds, unfortunately, and then Braun Strowman. I mean, Braun Strowman, obviously, he should be the face of the company, no doubt about it. He got the momentum, you know, but they're just doing it too much. And that was evident of Raw, where they made him take, like, three finishers, and he still got the match done, like, consecutively by, like, I think Finn Balor. I don't remember the other two people who gave him finishers. Might have been The Miz. I don't think it was Miz. Miz is on SmackDown. I can't remember who the other three people were, but he took three finishers consecutively. Third one, he kicked out. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I think it might have been Seth Rollins, maybe Elias and Finn Balor, I think, but I can't remember.
I think so. I'm not sure either. But
so
I think...
he took like three finishers in a row, and then he kicked out of the last one. Like, How do they expect Braun Strowman to lose a match if he just took three finishers back to back to back and he kicked out?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's crazy. So going back to, you know, a superhero, we're talking about Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal. you know, the darling of WWE in the eyes of Vince and Triple H, the guy who they pushed to the moon, you know, most of last year, especially around this time last year, they were promoting him. So now it's two people who WWE has pushed to like ridiculous levels are going to be battling each other. Roman Reigns, a guy who's talented, but WWE has been, you know, they've been shoving Roman Reigns down people's throats for the past couple of years, and they've been doing a horrible job at it. You know, they should just let him organically wow the crowd over. Like the Shield had the Shield stayed healthy, you know, and he was doing what he was doing, you know, he would have got over, because when they reformed it, he was starting to get popularity back.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Once Dean Ambrose got hurt, you know, that just killed it.
Yep, I agree.
And Ambrose should be coming back soon. I mean, we don't know when. For all we know, it could be even tonight. Who knows? He could turn heel and cost Roman or Seth Rollins the Intercontinental title, for all we know.
That's a good point. Yeah, that could happen. I could see that.
You never know. But, yeah, I don't even think we mentioned who we thought was going to win. But, yeah, Roman wins, hands down.
Yeah, I think Roman's going to win it also.
Yeah. Then you got the Bludgeon Brothers, Harper and Rowan versus the Good Brothers, Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, for the tag team SmackDown title, which, we definitely know that the Bludgeon Brothers are going to hold on to the title a little longer.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're going to win also. I don't see them losing the titles yet.
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely killed the Good Brothers' momentum, like, ever since last year. They used to be, like, a serious threat. You know what I mean? Even though, look at the B-Squad. The B-Squad is more, basically, they're getting over. I mean, they're going to be competing against Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy. You know, the deleters of the world or whatever they're called. But yeah, I think Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy is going to retain it. I think they're going to scare us with the B squad holding their own, especially Bo Dallas going against his real-life brother Bray Wyatt in a match. But I think the deleters of Worlds are going to hold on to the title.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they're going to hold on also. I don't see them losing it.
And then you got Carmella, the WWE SmackDown Women's Champion, versus the formerly undefeated Asuka for the Women's SmackDown Women's title. And this one could go either way because there's rumors that somebody, a former ally of Carmella, might pop up. That's a rumor. So there's a possibility he or she, I won't spoil it, but I'm pretty sure you think who you think it is, might pop up and might cause this match. But I still think Asuka's going to win. But if this person does interfere, that's the only way I could see Carmella winning this title.
Wow.
But yeah, I think Carmella is going to lose the title to Asuka, because Asuka needs this win. I mean, WWE, they just kill all that momentum she had all the way up to WrestleMania, where she lost to Charlotte. And not only did she lose to Charlotte, not by pinfall, but by submission. Like, that's like the literally the worst way they could have killed Asuka's momentum.
Yeah, it was.
That's like Kevin. That's like Kevin Nash using a taser gun on Goldberg to end his undefeated streak. I mean, like, what were they thinking? I was like stunned. I think WWE is obsessed with shocking people with horrible events. I think they have the Last Jedi-itis. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm all for shocking people. I'm all for surprises. But if you're going to make a surprising, shocking thing, it has to make sense. It has to be something that people actually want to see, not make your fans disenfranchised. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I agree with you.
I forgot what I was going to say. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. So, I could, like I said, I could see it going either way, but I'm gonna say Asuka winning, even though there's so much signs pointing to the opposite. My mind is telling me I should pick Charlotte because she's gonna get not Charlotte. I should pick Carmella because she's gonna have most likely have outside interference, but it just makes all the sense in the world for them to put the title on Asuka. But then again, she has no momentum. She has no momentum going into this.
Yeah, after WrestleMania, Asuka's been pretty much under the radar a bit. So I think her winning this title, hopefully, at Backlash, not Backlash, Money in the Bank, I should say, hopefully that puts her over the top again.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That is true. Cause she does.
I'm going with Asuka.
She's in the Money in the Bank.
She is.
I couldn't think she was.
She is. She's fighting Carmella.
No, I'm talking about the title, the ladder match.
Oh no! It's a regular singles match.
No, I know that. That's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
I thought you mentioned that she was also in the ladder match. I was gonna tell you no, she's not in the ladder match. But okay, we're on.
No. I was just talking about the Carmella versus Asuka match.
Right. Okay, we're on the same page. So we both think she's gonna win.
Yeah.
All right. Now, basically, another title match, the Raw equivalent. The Raw Women's title match, you have Nia Jax, the reigning champion, versus Ronda Rousey. And this is a match that they should have postponed at the very earliest SummerSlam because you literally have Ronda Rousey at the beginning of the feud saying that she doesn't think she deserves a title match because she literally had one match, a tag team match, where she teamed up with Kurt Angle and defeated Stephanie McMahon and her real-life husband, Triple H. And then they had Charlotte convince her to take the opportunity, even though Charlotte had nothing to do with this, you know, feud whatsoever. And basically, Nia Jax, the champion, challenged Ronda Rousey to this match. So, this whole feud, which... I mean, should be awesome. Like off the bat, that whole promo in the beginning was just, I don't know, just kind of, you know what I mean? It was like a joking buddy kind of beginning of the feud. I mean, the feud has, to their credit, the feud has gotten more serious because Nia Jax is turning heelish, and you know, Ronda Rousey, you know, did attempt to break her arm on Monday night. So business is picking up with this feud. But I could see this going either way. I could see it going either way. The only way I could see Nia Jax winning is if she goes full heel and Stephanie helps her interfere to get revenge on Ronda for what happened at WrestleMania. But to me, Rousey has to walk away as the Raw Women's Champion because WWE rushed this rivalry. It's too early. Like this should have been at SummerSlam, man. There's no way if she walks out of this, this is gonna be the equivalent of Asuka and Nakamura losing their title opportunities at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and, I mean, as much as I would love Nia Jax to win, I think Ronda Rousey's gonna win this. I think she's gonna win the title. It's just I have a feeling that she's gonna win it, and the WWE wants to make her like a female Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Absolutely. They wanted to differentiate herself because, you know, she was saying like she wanna fight every day. She doesn't want handouts and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she is slowly turning to Brock Lesnar because this is gonna be her second ever match. This is her first 1-on-1 matchup. You know, and I don't have a problem with her being exclusive, you know, not fighting all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because she's a special attraction.
Yeah.
So you know you don't want her to be fighting all the time. I get that. I understand that psychology, but you know what I mean, the marketing psychology behind it. But even Ronda Rousey herself admits that she doesn't deserve this opportunity right now, and they threw her into this opportunity like so quickly. But the only way this is gonna work is if Ronda Rousey, you know, wins the title or Nia Jax turns heel with Stephanie's help. Not that she needs Stephanie's help. I mean, she has the height and size advantage over Rousey, even though Rousey, she's only lost two matches, her last two matches in UFC. I think she was, 12-0 up until that point before she lost the two matches.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So this could be a real good bout if they play up to their potential.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was impressed by Ronda's WrestleMania performance, you know.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued to see how this one fares against Nia Jax. You know, Nia Jax, when you think about her wrestling style is more power. You know, she's not really athletic like some of the other wrestlers, but you know, it's power versus power pretty much.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then you have AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
For
the 100th time. I mean, this is the dream match we all wanted. But with WWE, man, they're sticking it to the fans. They're like, be careful what you wish for. You might just get it 500 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did, man. I don't know how they could ruin a Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles bout. I mean, it speaks for itself. I mean, you got two of arguably the two best guys in WWE right now battling out for the biggest prize, the most prestigious prize in professional wrestling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're botching it. I mean, the Universal title hasn't been defended since WrestleMania, and I guess congratulations to Brock Lesnar for surpassing CM Punk on my birthday, no less, you know, for the all-time winningest, you know, champion in modern day history, you know. But there's a huge asterisk, you know. CM Punk, Brock Lesnar, you know, he's now the all time. Well, I shouldn't say all time. He's the greatest champion in modern day history, paper wise. But he's only had 10 title defenses, whereas CM Punk, you know, during his, you know, the best of the world time period a few years ago, he defended the title like over 100 times nearly a 2-year span, like 434 days, you know? And of course his title reign ended to The Rock at Royal Rumble. What did they call that matchup between The Rock and him? The Once in a Lifetime Match Part 2?
I think
this was the second, this would lead up to the second Once in a Lifetime Match 2 years in a row.
Oh, okay.
Basically CM Punk lost at Royal Rumble, and then afterwards CM Punk lost the rematch to Rock at Elimination Chamber, a 1-on-1 Elimination Chamber matchup, not the actual Elimination Chamber matchup. You know, cage matches. That would have been awesome. But, yeah. And then afterwards, basically, that was basically, you could basically say that's the end of the CM Punk era, because, you know, he fought Undertaker that year. And then afterwards, Royal Rumble, the following year after that is when he basically hanged it up at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but back to Styles and Nakamura. Again, you know, Nakamura has to win this. He has to win the title. I mean, he devastated us at first with the low blows to cost Styles the title match. You know, I mean, actually, Styles retained the title at WrestleMania, but Nakamura developed a new finishing, an extra finishing move with a low blow, which basically has incapacitated AJ Styles so many times. But they went to the well way too much times, man. Like, Styles needs to wear a cup. That's how many times he's done it. Like, you have to use over two hands to count how many times Nakamura has low blowed AJ Styles in the past couple of months. It's been like comical, you know what I mean? But with that said, Styles, I think Styles is going to lose the title. I mean, Styles is phenomenal. This should be a phenomenal matchup between him and Nakamura, a match that's worthy to finish last in this pay-per-view event. But there's rumors that Nia Jackson, Rousey's match is going to finish last.
Oh, yeah, I can see that being the last match, definitely.
But, yeah, I think Styles and Nakamura should end last. But then again, there is some, you know, there's buzz with Ronda Rousey trying to go for the title. So I could see that happening as well, you know. But, yeah, Nakamura got to win this, hands down. Killed his momentum ever since the aforementioned Jinder Mahal defeating him twice last year, around this time last year. You know, Nakamura needs this victory. And then not to mention he lost at WrestleMania to AJ Styles and all these other matches afterwards. Nakamura definitely needs this win, especially him being a heel. I mean, there's nothing more they could do. If he doesn't win tonight, he might as well hang it up. I mean, there's nothing more he can do.
I'm going with Nakamura on this. I think he's going to finally win the title from AJ and beat him.
It makes all the sense.
I think he's got this.
But luckily for both of these guys, they won't get these hands because Braun Strowman isn't in that matchup, but he is in the man's version of the Money in the Bank, because it's Braun Strowman versus Finn Balor versus The Miz versus Rusev versus Bobby Roode versus Kevin Owens versus Samoa Joe versus one of the members of New Day, which I'm assuming is going to be Big E, because Big E is the biggest threat. No pun intended. Big E is the biggest threat out of the three. I mean,
yeah,
Kofi Kingston, he's
no
a, you know, he's a veteran. You know, he got the wrestling ability as well as Xavier Woods. You know, they're exciting, high-flying type, intercontinental type guys, but
mm-hmm.
Big E is their best chance of the New Day winning. And who knows, Big E could win it and maybe even turn heel.
Yeah, I mean, that match is there's a lot of good wrestlers in the
crapshoot of who could win.
I mean, I could even see Bobby Roode winning it, you know?
And maybe turning heel, maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe even Rusev.
Or Strowman.
Yeah, I mean, I can literally see anybody winning this title, this match.
Yeah.
I don't think Finn Balor will win it. Miz could win it because Miz has had momentum ever since, you know, ever since his promo on Daniel Bryan last year, which, you know, that could be a rivalry coming sooner than later.
Yep.
Which I think they should save that for WrestleMania, you know, but, you know, WWE, they love to go to the well too early, as evident as the Nia Jax-Ronda Rousey matchup. But, I could see anybody winning this. But if I had to pick, I would say it would either have to be Samoa Joe or Big E. I could see Rusev winning. It would be cool to see Rusev winning and Lana winning as well, you know, to be first ever Mr. and Mrs. Money in the Bank, but I don't think that's going to happen. Not to mention Rusev is very popular. Like, he's at all-time popularity, you know.
Yeah, Rusev Day.
Yeah, Rusev Day, exactly. But I think it's gonna be either Samoa Joe or Big E. And if I'm a betting man, I'm gonna say Samoa Joe because, you know, these Money in the Banks are usually won by villains. So I'm gonna pick Samoa Joe to win this one. And what do you think?
Well, I'm going that's tough. I mean, I'm still leaning between Bobby Roode or Braun Strowman. I mean, there's a lot of good competitors in that match. I'm going to say it's going to be between Braun Strowman or Bobby Roode.
Yeah, I could see that happening too. I could definitely totally see that happen.
But it could go either way. I mean, yeah, I don't know this one. There's so many good wrestlers in this matchup. I mean, any one of these competitors, the Big E, Samoa Joe, Braun Strowman, anyone, one of them could win this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd go Bobby Roode or Braun Strowman.
Yeah, you get no argument from me. I could see it going either way. And then on, lastly, you got the Women's Money in the Bank. You got Ember Moon. You got Charlotte Flair. You got Alexa Bliss. Becky Lynch, Natalya, Lana, Naomi, and Sasha Banks. Now, this one I could totally see Charlotte winning because Charlotte, she wins all the time. She's like the Yankees of the Divas division. Alexa Bliss, she's like the Red Sox, man. You know, she's basically neck and neck with Charlotte, almost. She's a notch below Charlotte. Becky Lynch, you know, she's the underdog. I don't see them putting it on her. You know, she's like a grittier version of Bayley when you think about it. Like,
yeah.
She's a brawling version of Bayley. Ember Moon, she's new. I mean, obviously she's been a champion on NXT, you know, after Asuka got promoted to WWE. But I don't see her winning yet. Naomi, you know, she's a former champion, but I don't see that happening. Sasha Banks, I mean, if she turns heel, I could see it possibly happening, but I don't think it's going to happen tonight. Lana, you know, she has the momentum. Rusev Day, she got that momentum, but I don't see her winning either. The person who I think is going to win is Natalya, and then she's going to turn heel on her buddy, Ronda Rousey, whether that's tonight or another night when Ronda Rousey least expects it. I think Natalya is going to come out with the victory here.
Yeah, this one's tough. I'm going to go with Ember Moon winning this one. That's my wild card in this one. I'm going Ember Moon.
You never know. And heck, you never know. If Samoa Joe wins it, he could even cash it in on AJ Styles or Nakamura. AJ Styles retains it, and then they could renew their TNA rivalry.
Yeah.
You know, those guys were the two faces of TNA for a long time. So they can renew that rivalry. You know, that's coming eventually. I think that's it. That's really it. You know, Brock Lesnar, he's not defending his title most likely until WrestleMania, and the rumor is he's going to be battling Roman Reigns for the 8,000th time. But, you know, it is what it is, man. But
that's pretty a decent pay-per-view, you know. Very decent.
It should be decent. Hopefully it's better than that because they've been having the same feuds over and over again. And WWE need to go back to the drawing board. Hopefully this pay-per-view will be money for them and they could cash in on some good ideas and revamp, you know, the the mediocrity of what's going on with these storylines lately. So
yeah,
I have hope, but let's see what's going to happen. We'll see what happens tonight. Speaking of hope, I didn't get a chance to touch on it last week, but congratulations to Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. The Washington Capitals won their first title since 44 years. So this was their second overall. And, you know, Ovechkin finally won the title, you know.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, he's been in the game for at least, 13 years. So, you know, congratulations to him. And, you know, the Washington Capitals, they defeated the young Vegas Golden Knights, you know, in their first year of existence. You know, they went that far. You know, they lost in the 5 games, but, you know, they can't hang their head low, you know.
Yeah. I mean, there's always next year, but Capitals definitely deserved it.
Absolutely. So congratulations to, you know, Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals, you know.
Congrats.
And then, you know, you also got the Triple Crown, you know. I think that happened last week. My memory served me right. The Triple Crown was won by Justify. So, you know, congratulations to that horse. I think it was the 13th ever Triple Crown winner in history.
Something like that. But I hear now that he's now being served in a Chinese food restaurant near you.
No, don't go there. But seriously, ironically, you know what Justify and American Pharoah have in common?
What?
They were both trained by Bob Baffert. So he's one of the last two. Bob Baffert. he was the winner of the last two Triple Crown winners, and he won two Triple Crowns, he has two horses that won the 2 years in the past 3 years or so.
Wow.
Congratulations to him. You know, American Pharoah won in 2015, and you know, Justify won I'd say about last week. So congratulations to Mike Smith, the jockey, for you know, propelling Justify to get that victory. So congrats to him.
Congrats.
And a team that doesn't have don't hear a lot of congratulations is the New York Mets. And the New York Mets, you know, they've been on a tailspin lately. I mean, I'll give them credit. They finally won a game late Saturday night, or should I say early Sunday morning. You know, they won by the final score 5-1. Steven Matz, he's pitched well the past 4 or 5 starts. He gets the victory. Michael Conforto, he hit a 3-run home run. He's been hitting some home runs a little lately, so he might be coming out of that season long slump that he's been into. He knocked in 4 of the 5 runs that the Mets had, and you know, this is like the Mets' second win in the last 13 games or so, because the last win they had was on Sunday night baseball against your aforementioned Yankees.
Got Mets need offense desperately right now.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. And speaking of another beloved team that I love that needs some offense is the New York Knicks. You know, they're going to be in the draft. You know, they have the 9th pick. You know, they're rumored to draft Mikal Brooks, Michael Porter Jr. They've been rumored to having a lot of people in this draft. There's some big names in the draft, like Trae Young, who's people compare to a young Stephen Curry, but I think he's going to be Knicks are not going to be anywhere near him because Cavs have the eighth pick, unfortunately, because of the trade that keeps on giving. You know, the Nets traded with the Celtics, I think, when they got Garnett, and that pick got to Cavaliers. So now, you know, the Cavs are going to be picking eight. So even if we had a shot at Trae Young, the Cavs are going to have that pick ahead of us. So it's going to be like the 08 draft all over again. The Knicks were one pick away from drafting Stephen Curry, but of course we all know that the Warriors got the pick, and now they've won three of the last four. And as a result, LeBron James, he's rumored to be bouncing around a bunch of teams. You know, maybe the Spurs, maybe the Rockets, the 76ers, you name it, the Lakers. You know, they've been rumored, even the Knicks, even though Knicks have a 99.99% chance of not getting him, he's been rumored to possibly going to him, because going to them, or going to Kenyon Martin and somebody else, keep my mind. But I think the Knicks have a better shot of getting Kyrie Irving next year when he becomes a free agent than LeBron James. Hopefully so, but I'll believe when I see it. There's even a rumor that the Knicks might even trade Courtney Lee, and you know, maybe their late round picks, so that they could get the fourth pick, I think, from Memphis. But they'd have to take back a horrible contract of Chandler Parsons back. Would you do that trade?
That's a good one. For fourth pick in the NBA draft?
Yeah, but then again, you're gonna have a huge salary. You're gonna have a huge salary, and you won't be able to get anybody in free agency.
Yeah, that's true.
The fourth pick is appealing, but the Knicks have had a lot of horrible. I'd be leery with that one.
In that case, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think they're almost backing up salary cap hell if they do this. So, you know, it's best they don't do this deal. But yeah, I guess that's about it, man. You got anything you want to say quickly?
Just check out my show, IMAC, Saturday night / Sunday mornings at midnight, and come back here, check out Sportsman Legend, Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio.
You're the man, and also check out my YouTube show, Sportsman Legend TV. So he's Macaulay Matthew, I'm William Ramo, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace. Bye.